Okay, so hi, I would like to welcome Saeed Kinos. So welcome to Denim, welcome our house guest artist number 23.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Super happy with this collaboration, beautiful project that we've done together.
Me too.
I think it was really cool the way this whole thing flowed and the way that we built this thing. For everyone who's listening, I'd like to give you a little bit of background about Saeed for those who don't know. But Saeed is an incredible artist, a painter, a sculptor. He's done amazing global commissions and social projects. But I think the thing that we at Denim really resonate with is just Saeed's beautiful graphic style, the way that he plays with type, the way that he cuts up his own typography and creates his own typography. But I think just the amazing flow and balance and use of color. And that really kind of got us excited. And that's how we realized we got to reach out to this guy and talk to Saeed and see if we could pull something together. I think your first contact was with Ben. Ben is our guy who's running the house guest artist and collaboration projects, Ben Sibthorpe.
Ben reached out after having done the collaboration with a previous house guest artist that was Karski and Beyond, I believe.
Yeah.
And because we run in the same circles, Ben reached out and that was the start of it.
Yeah, I think one of the great things that we've learned through this whole house guest artist project is it's a big community.
Yeah.
And it's all about the community. And you guys all know each other very well. We love that we've become a part of that community too. But I think there's a great synergy and a great flow when one hands on to the other and we kind of keep it going. So when we came to you, what we said was our kind of brief is to play with what Denim Brand is all about. Of course, Denim Brand is about the scissor as our kind of icon, our logo. But we love type and we love text and we love positive sentiments. One of the key messages that we always use is aim high. And another one is better every day. But when Ben brought that to you, what was your reaction? What was your take on that?
I think at the beginning, the brief was very open. So Ben, like knowing Ben now a little bit, he was like, everything's possible. You can do whatever you want. And having studied graphic design myself, whenever there's an applied commission, so to speak, I always try to dig a little bit deeper into the brand I'm working with and see what these types of sentiments are that they're into. And because my work is very type-based, I can quickly relate to those specific type of sentiments. But with this one in particular, I thought like aim high and better every day, I could relate to it like on a more personal level because I consider myself to be quite an ambitious person. And I just really, related to those sentiments myself.
I think it's really interesting because knowing your background, you studied journalism, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I mean, journalism, words, there's a kind of link here, but did journalism affect your journey as an artist in any way?
I think the choice to study journalism came forth from an ambition to want to write and to work with words and...
Yeah.
Back then, the dream was to travel a lot for work. So I had this romantic idea of being like a travel journalist and writing for the National Geographic or whatever. But I think that came forth from an innate love of language and which dates back to like a very early age. But I think that definitely informed where my work is today.
Yeah, you see it in the work, definitely. Maybe you could share for us a few insights on your creative process, how you work generally,
right,
and how you related that to Denim, how you did that with us.
Yeah, so, I mean, every surface you work on is different in some way or another. I mean, a canvas is different than a mural and a crew neck hoodie or a t-shirt is different than a canvas. But the process is actually always quite similar. I just start out, like I just said, by doing a lot of research and trying to come up with texts that I feel that represent the collaboration that I'm doing with a brand or with for a mural project. And in this case, it was quite clear that we wanted to go for like the aim high and the better every day sentiments or slogans. So I just start sketching basically. And I draw by hand everything on like a gridded paper. If you look closely at the work, you can sort of like recognize a certain rhythm. And that's because I sketch it on the gridded paper, yeah. Which is funny because that actually comes in one of the, it stayed in that sketching phase in one of the final products.
Yeah.
After I feel good about it composition wise, I transfer it to the computer, digitize it. And then I start playing with the colors until there's some outcomes that I'm happy with. And usually with a collaboration like this, it's a few back and forth. In this case, with Ben and Ali, who have a much clearer idea of what works on clothing than I do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a back and forth.
Yeah, I think it's executed really well. I mean, the way that we've looked at print and embroidery and different techniques, it's come out really good.
Yeah.
But one of the things that really looks like it's a signature from you is the way that you play with type in uppercase and lowercase.
Yeah.
You know, that's is that one of your signatures? Is that something that you like to do?
Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, I studied graphic design also at art school. So I'm very aware of like these formal rules of type, how you set type in like a formal way when you're reading a page of text.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, in my work, I don't think about it in that way, particular sense, like is this uppercase letter or lowercase letter? I just try to make the whole graphic or the whole work feel as balanced as possible. And it's more about diagonal lines versus curves versus hard edges. So I try to look at it that way.
Yeah. The way I look at it, it looks to me like you break all the rules and you create your own rules and you go with your own flow.
Yeah. I try not to be too cognizant of any rules while I'm creating the work.
I think that's part of the magic of it. And then within the collection that we created, is there any favorite pieces that stand out for you? Is there an artist's favorite?
I think the jacket that I'm wearing now, so the denim jacket with the Aim High embroideries, one of my favorites. That was also one of the inspirations when I got the brief.
Yeah.
I know you guys do a lot of work in Japan as well, and I'm a very big lover of the Japanese culture and clothing.
Yeah.
So the workwear aesthetic was something I wanted to go for a little bit. And I think that came through the best in the jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great that of course, denim is our brand and it's the heartbeat of our brand. And I love that we always try and relate whatever we do with our house guest artists into denim.
Yeah.
And I think yours translated really, really well. But I think like you mentioned about Japan, I think some of the silhouettes and even the kind of box fit t-shirt silhouettes that we've done, they're really, really successful in our Japanese market. But I think this whole overall print thing as well has worked really well. And it's interesting how your artwork really looks like a, not just a graphic font, but a fluid piece of print.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of your things. And that worked really well in the overall prints that we did. Maybe you can share something about that.
Yeah, I think the overall prints definitely also one of my favorites, especially on the slippers and on the shorts.
Yeah.
I've yet to try them on. But I think they work really well, especially because they break with the more colorful, like more solid graphics.
Yeah.
I think actually sometimes I hear about people who see the paintings in real life, they wonder if it's hand painted or if it's printed because it's usually just so like tightly masked off everything. So I think my work just translates well in that sense because it could easily just been taken out of one of my paintings and just put on a garment. But I'm really happy how that turned out.
I think one of the things that really shows up and that comes from your studio is how you use your materials. And we did a shoot in your studio this week. And you've got racks and racks and racks of paint cans.
Yeah.
But you've also got pots of paintbrushes and all different types of media on the table. And I think that combination works really well. I think you can see that in the work. And it's true. First time I looked at it, I was like, is this hand brushed, painted or sprayed?
Yeah. Yes. I try to just find the right medium for the right scale of the painting or So spray paint usually works a lot better on a larger scale, but you have a limited color palette. So
yeah.
I then switched to mixing my own acrylic colors, which gives me like a much broader scope of possibility. But yeah, and now I'm actually trying to break away a little bit from the really sort of like tight, almost print-like work by working a little bit more loosely. That's why I'm also really happy that we did the sketch t-shirt and hoodie. So yeah, I'm super happy how this all turned out.
Great. Well, we can't wait for this to come out and get it in the stores and share it with everybody. Of course, start sharing it on social. That will be great. But just one last thing I'd like to wrap this up with. So we started this project in 2023.
Yeah.
It's been a long time cooking and in the making and testing. And we did a lot of screen prints and all different kinds of things. And it's come out great. Super happy. Of course, in 2023, we pushed this message of aim high and positive and all that kind of stuff. We're now in 2024. It's spring. Have you got any kind of aim high thoughts for 2024? Is there anything exciting about Saeed Kinos that you want to share with people listening? Anything coming up or anything that you're looking forward to?
I'm just trying to keep doing what I'm doing now, but a little bit better every time I do it. So a little
better every day. That's a good message.
Like
yeah.
One, even if it's like 1% better than the last work, I'm trying to have every work be a little bit better. So I'm just trying to keep doing what I'm doing now. I feel very fortunate to be able to do what I do. And as long as I keep improving and evolving and developing the work, I'm very happy.
That's great. I think we share exactly the same sentiment for 2024.
All right, perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That you came and joined us, and we're super excited. Thank you.
Thank you so much.